Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Emily, on today's show, we have television and radio personalities Holly and Michael in the studio. They are experts in the field of love, relationships, and what it takes to feel sexy, as well as my go-tos on all things swinging. Today, they're joining us to talk modern relationships, the swinging lifestyle, tips for keeping sex hot, and so much more. It's going to be a really fun show. Speaking of fun, I need to talk to you about my Sibian. This is my weekly Sibian update. I've had it for 6 months now, and we've gotten really, really close. I actually feel like we're advancing in ways I never felt I could get that close to any other thing, object, person, human. It's something that 100% pushes the needle in your sex life, whether you're single or in a relationship. And a lot of women have the inability to orgasm during intercourse. And the thing about the Sibian is you get a Sibian, and you can actually learn what it takes so you can have that orgasm using one of the attachments and then transfer that experience to being with a partner. It's also great foreplay. Your partner, you know, it's hot to watch your partner riding the Sibian, and he likes watching. It comes with a little stool. He can get cozy, have a beer in his hand, whatever, and watch you ride it. It's awesome. Repeated rides on the Sibian can train your body to orgasm. You have multiple O's, increased sexual response. And also, there's a 45-day trial period. So if you're not completely satisfied with your multiple orgasms on the Sibian, you can bring it back. Go to Sibian.com. That's S-Y-B-I-A-N. And with code EMILY75, you get $75 off your first order. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, and check out all the other fun things going on there. We have a new website too, which is amazing. Also, I know a lot of you have been asking about our 10-year live show we did at the Improv, and that podcast will be coming out on January 5th. So you don't want to miss it because it was epic night, I have to say. And also, one more thing before we get down to business is Sexual Health Expo, January 16th and 17th in Los Angeles at the Universal Hilton Hotel. It is, you guys have heard me talking about this for about a year now. We've done it in 4 different cities. They have top sex educators from around the country, the latest and greatest toys. The Sibian will be there. You can even ride a Sibian if you want, or at least touch one with your hand. It's not that kind of thing. But we're giving away tickets. So if you'd like to go, email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And tell us why you want to go. Each ticket is good for 2 people. You can bring your partner, bring a friend, have a good time. So check that out and send us an email. Hi, Holly and Michael.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I know. I'm excited. I love being on your show. I love knowing you guys. You guys have been on the show before.
So yes.
You guys
are
the second time.
Yeah.
And that was like 2 years ago. You were so cute. You sent me the picture of us.
I did.
The first
I was
time.
Seeing pictures and I thought I'd give you memories.
Really fun. And everyone can find you this will all be on our website as well. But it's hollyandmichael.com. That's Holly with an I.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess that up.
Nope.
And Twitter is @swingtime69. And Instagram is @realhollypockets.
Yes.
And so check all that out. And you guys are still doing your Playboy Radio Swing.
Yes.
Which is an awesome show.
Thank you.
It's so fun. I love it. And the TV show. And you guys have just been like traveling all like I don't even know what you're like. Oh, no, we're like in Ecuador taking a swing. Like, where are you? What are you doing?
All over. The only sad thing is when you're out of town, we're out of town and never in the same city.
I know.
We have to make it so we end up in the same city.
I want to do that.
We're broadcasting live on location. Literally, last year was 3 different continents, 17 different countries and 42 different cities. This year, we'll come pretty close to that.
And is it Swing, the show that you're doing it everywhere, or is it...
It's Swing with Holly and Michael on radio.
Okay, right.
So not the TV show, the radio show. Very proud still, Playboy Radio's number one show. We've been on for almost 5 years. March will be 5 years and been number one for about 4 of them.
Number one. Congratulations. How do you find it?
You go to playboyradio.com /swing or just playboyradio.com. Also on the TuneIn app, SoundCloud, iTunes now.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Everywhere podcasts are not sold.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Because it's free.
It's free.
Okay, so that's awesome. So you guys are you've been really busy working. And the last time I saw you, I was grateful that we were in the same city because you invited me to a play party. And
yes,
I hadn't been to one in a while. And the guy I'm still dating, Ross, he actually came on the show and we talked about it.
Did he?
After that, yeah.
Such a nice guy.
I kind of wanted him to come in today too, but he was busy. But he liked him. He loved you guys.
Aww.
Really liked.
Because he was nervous. Because we had been out having like a night, like a work night, and we were doing stuff. And then I was like, "Hey, Holly, he been wanting to go." And he was like, "Should we go?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's go." He was so excited to like. We talked a lot about it, but it was a fun. How was that party? What do you think? Like, as parties go, you guys left before we did.
I thought it was
that's funny.
Good.
I like that. We didn't play. You know what?
We didn't play that night. So
we had played. Holly's libido had been through the roof, and we had played. I believe probably 9 or 10 nights out of 14.
Oh, so it was the 14th night.
Yeah,
so thanks a lot for inviting me to the 14th night.
We went
to
the
God.
Party.
We needed a 7th day of rest.
She needed a day of rest. A 14th day of rest.
Right.
The party was great, as you saw. The couples beautiful, and when I say high end, I'm not talking necessarily about appearance, though they were beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're class. As you and Ross saw, no one's touching anyone without permission. People are introducing themselves. They're making sure to get to know you.
Yeah, exactly.
And they want to know you. They don't care how much money you make or where you live now. Are you a nice person? Do you understand what you're here for? Do you get the rules? Because either you get it or you regret it.
Right, exactly.
Bottom line.
So, yeah, let's talk about that because we were just – because we got into some of it, just kind of like what – I was more like because the funny thing was he had never been to a party like that. He'd never seen two people having sex in front of him.
Really?
So let's just start there. So to him, like you guys were leaving. I'm like, and he's like, oh, we should stay. You know,
I like that. That was really cool because it showed me that he was interested.
And we didn't end up playing, but it was more like, wait, are they those people are having sex right now? But those are the ones we were just talking to, right? Like his mind blown, right? And it was hot. It was like foreplay. And he was like completely turned on. I was like, the way his face looked, I'm like. It was kind of like, you know, I guess when a parent first takes their kid to Disneyland or something.
Right.
And you see him like, Mickey Mouse. I'm like, oh, wow, you have to come. Look at naked
people.
And
instead of airs, you see gonads. I gotcha. Instead of the Mickey Mouse airs.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, come talk. So we talked about it from his experience.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are great, though, because we got there. And you guys are so disarming and so warm and open. And
Thank you.
You guys were like just telling him about your history and your background, which I didn't really know all of that about just how you got into it and how you met. And yeah, I mean, tell us a little about that. I find it fascinating. How you guys met and your lifestyle?
He's been in for a while.
I've been in it since I was 18, so almost 20 years now. And it was in college. You know, we just called it a Thursday night, an orgy at the fraternity house. But I remember dating.
What you do.
Yeah, it's Thursday, right? It's a day that ends in Y. I was dating a woman. I was 18. She was 24, 26. And she said, I'd like to take you to a party downtown.
Was there two of them or just
Chicago?
One?
No, there's one.
Oh,
one. Somewhere between 24 and 20. She was older. And I said, all right, let's do it. And on the way there, because we were 60 miles from the city where I went to the school, she's explaining to me this party. Oh, my God, I get to have sex with other people, too? You're the best? Because she had been part of the orgies, and now she's inviting me to go somewhere.
Where'd you go to school back up?
Northern Illinois University.
Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
Oh, right, you're in Illinois, so what else are you going to do?
So,
I went to Michigan, but you want to invite me to orgies. But, yeah, that's cool.
It's a fraternity.
It's the border right there.
Yeah, it's the Uper. No, I'm just kidding. So we go to this party. I meet all these people. I'm getting permission to have sex with people's wives. She's having sex with guys, and we're playing and all of this. And there's acronyms, and we call it in our book, Swinger Speak. There's all this different language. So I'm learning some of it. We leave, and she said, what did you think? And I said, I can't believe there's this world that I knew nothing about. Now, fast forward, I'd been in the lifestyle on and off from that point in, through my first marriage.
Okay.
And after getting out of the marriage, she wanted to dabble in it with me, and I didn't because, as you know, and I'm sure you would have experienced had Ross acted differently, the lifestyle is available to everyone. It's not right for just anyone, though.
Right.
There are people that you don't want to do
it. Oh, yeah.
We meet, and I've been in the lifestyle, and I'm not bragging.
You met Holly. Okay.
I met Holly. Yeah. Sorry, I met Holly. And we talked about our pasts, and I share. I'm very open. And I told her, and then...
He told me, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I would love to try this. Because I grew up Mormon, so I had never right. done anything in my life. I'd had one guy before my previous husband. And I was such a prude, but I knew I wasn't a prude. I was open-minded with other people, how they lived and how they thought and everything. So he tells me this and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I gotta go to one of these parties. And I beg him. I'm like, my God, please. And he's like, okay, we'll go.
He's like, settle down.
I know.
All right.
Chill out, woman. So we go and I have the most amazing time I've ever had.
One of the things Holly had said, and Emily, I'm not sure the conversations you and Ross had, Holly had bisexual fantasies. The first time Holly masturbated as a Mormon, you're not allowed to,
right.
was to a Playboy magazine.
Right.
And now she's a Playboy model and works for Playboy. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
And I remember,
full circle.
Full circle. And I remember
I'm going to start masturbating to the lottery tickets.
Yeah, seriously.
You take what you can get, right?
I know.
Right.
Winning a lot of numbers. One of the biggest things with the lifestyle, and I don't know what you and Ross did, is communicating. Now, I know you well. I believe I know you well. And the way you operate, and you're so forthcoming and honest that a man like Ross wouldn't have to worry because you're not going to jump in and do things that you two hadn't talked about first. There are some people that do. So Holly and I communicated ahead of time about what she wanted to get out of the experience, what I wanted to get out of the experience. For me, it was just letting her experience it.
Right. And I didn't want to jump head first because that was scary. I just wanted to see what it was like. And if I kissed a girl, then that's where I'd do the line.
Right.
Yeah, the line. I saw this beautiful woman and
Brazilian.
And I asked him, I'm like, can I kiss her? And he's like, yeah. So I
kissed. Actually, I said, it's not up to me.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
But I'm thinking, he's right there. I need to ask permission.
Right.
Just
you guys covered it up. Right.
We're a couple. And I kissed her and I was like, oh my gosh, I cheated on you. What? Oh, we're going to break up. This is horrible. And it turns out he was cool with it.
Oh, right? It was hot. She started making out with other women that night too.
That was it. You were
that
in.
That was it. I was in.
I always say you either dip your toes in the swimming pool or you jump head first into the deep end of the swimming pool. No matter what you do, though, you have to do it together. I believe we are such a strong we because we're each a secure me. And without that, you're doomed.
It's true. And it's like any relationship. You want to be a strong me before a we. So that's amazing, too, that you guys have that. But especially to be in the lifestyle, you really need to be strong and to keep communicating about all these things ahead of time. So then you were in it and you guys started dating, going to different parties and stuff.
Yeah.
And now you've written the definitive book on it, which I think has been needed for so long because we get asked the same questions. And I know you guys, some of the stuff we're going to talk about, we have talked about, but I just think that
ask anything.
It's so much. No, but this book is like Welcome to the Lifestyle and people can get it where?
For free, if you go to...
Which is crazy.
I know. We'll
this should be, like, you guys should be paying $50 for this. I'm not, or maybe $100, but it's free.
This is half of, this isn't even half of what I have. So if you go to thexclub.com, thexclub.com.
X.
Just the letter X.
Okay.
The letter X. So thexclub.com, and you put in your email address, they will send you. They bought the rights to use these parts of the books. They'll send you a PDF file. You can opt out of emails from them. That's fine.
Okay.
And you'll get this. Three quarters of what's in here is about relationships. Because unless you can be single and be in the lifestyle, single women we call unicorn. We can, if you want to know why.
Yeah, I want to.
Okay.
We do want to talk about that a little bit. Yeah, but.
And then single men, Holly termed unicocks for obvious reasons. Bull is another term.
That's a good one.
That's, thank you. Yes. However, if you're not in a solid relationship or you're not secure with yourself, you are not going to fit into the lifestyle and you'll be weeded out. So first I talk about what it means. Well, actually the back part of it talks about what it means to be in a healthy relationship, do's and don'ts in relationships.
Let's talk about what it means to be in a healthy relationship. If someone's going, God, I wonder if we're healthy enough.
Right.
This is what I think from a lot of who we hear from. Yeah, we're thinking about having a threesome. We've been together a while. We have a kid. We're not, sex hasn't been that great lately. We're just going to.
I'd say don't do it. Yeah,
don't do it.
Right. So what is, how do you define a healthy relationship in your...
I believe it all comes down to communication and good communication, because you can say, oh yeah, we're great communicators, but then you don't tell your partner anything, or you just talk about the daily stuff, the not stuff, about your feelings or things like that. So we pretty much had a good relationship from the start.
No,
because we're both so open with
each
other.
You're like a unicorn relationship. Right. Like, I didn't know any other relationship like you guys.
And the unicorn is a term they use because the unicorn is a mythical creature. So I'll get back to the relationship thing in a second. With the reason we call a single woman in the lifestyle who's interested in no strings attached, NSA, casual sex, is because it was believed they don't exist. Oh, there's a lot of women, Emily, you know, a lot of women, I'm sure that you know, that
I've been a unicorn.
You've been a unicorn. Mm-hmm. That enjoyed and being with a couple. You know, you asked about threesomes. One of the first things, and it's in here, is for a successful threesome to occur, I believe, you make it about the sex and only the sex. Holly and I are 100% emotionally monogamous. Physically, though, we play.
Right.
And it's only about the sex.
We're not falling in love with that person. We're not, I mean, we text for play dates and stuff, but we don't, oh my gosh, how are you feeling today? What are you doing?
Was it good?
Was it good? Personal things that we shouldn't be asking someone that's just randomly.
There's boundaries.
Yeah.
There are. Clear boundaries.
And even, you asked, what's a healthy relationship? There are boundaries in a healthy relationship too. We're in such a digital society today that, I mean, I love when you and I talk. I look at some people though that, to me, you're healthy. The unhealthy people, in my opinion, are the ones that saying, you know, around that digital corner, be it this website or that website that's for dating, I'll find someone new. So we have a problem. We're going to break up now.
Exactly.
It's too easy. And now let's say you're in a relationship. To be healthy, learn how to squash jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
What is causing jealousy? And if I know your buttons and I start pushing them, I'm wrong. If I don't know your buttons, in my opinion, you're incorrect for not sharing.
Because I haven't told you that it makes me jealous when this happens.
Mm-hmm.
And can we just go back to learning to squash jealousy? Because I think there's a lot of couples that would be interested in this, but they're like, or they just say, no way. If I saw my partner having sex with someone else, I have no constitution physically to handle that.
Right.
Right.
Or emotionally. Mostly it's emotionally. Or physically. Like, I might break down. But how do you squash it?
Well, baby, you want to start?
I think that, I mean, it takes time and it takes trust in the person that you're with.
Wait, real quick. Jealousy is normal.
Yeah.
I mean, as somebody who's a swinger in the lifestyle for as long as I have been, and even as successful as Holly and I are as lifestyle people, as swingers, we still experience that twinge of jealousy from time to time. So I don't want anyone to think that once you're in the lifestyle, you'll never be jealous again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's normal. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, baby.
Well, to go along with your lines, there are certain people, like, I still get jealous, but it's certain people that kind of rub you the wrong way, or they're getting too attached to you or the other person, or things just inappropriately.
I don't think that's jealousy as much as it's uncomfortable.
Maybe.
And then you tell me and I stop.
I think it goes both ways, though.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, I'm getting a little jealous about her. And you know what? He's my partner.
He's just like done.
She's gone.
He's like, I'm blocking her from Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. That's it. She's done.
Right.
Also, when you reflect on how your past relationships went, I stopped dating virgins when I was a sophomore in college.
Right.
Purposely because of the emotional attachment they get. Today, we don't want to date a virgin, so to speak.
Right.
If someone had never been in a relationship, they're not going to know what went right and what went wrong.
Right.
So when you start to recognize your past experiences and what your trigger points are, it is innate. Listen, if you go back anthropologically, I'm sure you've read Sex at Dawn, and a lot of people have. It's a wonderful book. It's their view on it.
Mm-hmm.
We were not created or programmed or evolved to be monogamous.
I agree.
And that doesn't mean that you have to go sleep around. I believe the true open relationship is not when you share your partner with others. It's when you share yourself completely with your partner. And then at that point, you and Ross can decide. Holly and I can decide.
I wish she was here. Right.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
But it's jealousy. You've got to understand your trigger points. And all right, what is it I'm jealous? Am I jealous or actually insecure that I'm going to lose something I have, or that I lost something in the past that I don't ever want to lose again?
Right. Abandonment.
Abandonment issues.
Right.
You got it.
So the second I see him with someone else, it's going to be like, oh my God, or is she hotter? What are just the women with all of her insecurities? Like, is she better than me?
Oh my God.
Right. Like watching someone else, you're like, God, I never touch his balls like that. I mean, do you ever think those kind of things
I don't know. I think in the moment, it's just so hot that someone, like, he gives me great pleasure, and now he's giving someone else great pleasure. And because I trust him so well that girl's going home. I'm with him.
See?
And I understand how people can get really insecure about that. And oh my gosh, is he going to fall in love with her? Is he going to do this? But
or is she?
It's going both ways. But I don't ever get that. And if I do start to get that little tingling, I just immediately tell him.
Right.
It's not, I don't
not mad.
Wait.
She doesn't get mad at me.
No,
she doesn't
right.
get, yeah.
Because that's not his fault. I just tell him and he's like, done.
So it's almost like you're observing him going, wow, that's amazing that he gives me pleasure and this other it's almost like if he was like a lawyer and you watch him in like doing a trial like in
right.
court, you'd be like, that's so hot
that's
how
sexy.
He's like, look at
she'll
him.
She'll orgasm watching the other woman orgasm while being with me sexually. Because I'm also paying attention to Holly. It's not just one.
Right.
Except
right.
for the times. There are times she'll say, just focus on her completely. I'm getting off right now. And there are times if she's with a man, I would say the same thing because I enjoy, I'm a straight man. Any guy or couple, we really don't play with single guys. Any couple we'd be with is a straight man too, or at least respects that I am. So there's pleasure. You know, if I were to say, you can't play with men. Now, Pockets, Holly, said, what's
her nickname, Pockets.
Pockets.
You guys have to listen to Swing. You have to listen
right.
to the show. It's
and
just Pockets.
What do you say? You're far more?
I'm far more bi than guy. I like women. Women yep. are beautiful.
I know, right?
So I get it. You know, let's say you and Ross and Holly and I got together. However, you're very bisexual. If you are, and Pockets is so, if just the two of you played, that was it, that's hot.
Right.
And if Ross is touching you and I'm touching Holly, that's hot. We just have to make sure you're in rhythm, though, because if we're both behind you doggy style and you're like clenching teeth, that's not fun.
That's a disappointment.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay, I got it. That's good. That's a good vision. That's hot.
That is a hot vision.
Oh,
you
wow.
and Holly,
I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Okay, so, right? That's good.
I like that.
Let's go. Oh, he's got sidetracked. But what about, okay, so another thing is people who are like, a lot of people are, I think, more than ever now looking at non-monogamy as an option.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also polyamorous relationships. I think that could be really confusing for people, like because people in polyamorous relationships, you know, have a primary partner and they do develop feelings and have emotions and attachments for others. And so what do you think, is it just your personality type or do you think people get confused by that ever?
I think it's a personality type. I personally couldn't do it myself, but I praise those that can.
I don't, yeah, and I have an issue when anyone, and you're not saying that, though we've had these debates and we welcome them on our show. I remember having this discussion with a couple on the new, which is now canceled, Ricky Lake show. It was myself, Dan Savage, and Simone Bien, who you know.
Yeah.
There's no hierarchy in the sexual alternative life, okay? Polyamory, swinger, lifestyle, BDSM, kink, dom stuff. Polyamory, to me, the way I simplify it is with swinging, you're falling in like. With polyamory, you may fall in love. And like Holly said, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just mm-hmm. different strokes for different folks. We've had polyamory couples.
Literally, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we've had literally in how much you can stroke. Never mind. And with the Sibian, you can do a
hands.
Lot. Well, with the Sibian, you can stroke a lot. Never mind.
That's true.
That damn Sibian has moves that are amazing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Mind-blowing, yeah.
So I go back to that, though. I get a little upset when a polyamorous couple has said to us, well, you know, you're just like animals. You sleep with anybody. No, we don't.
Right. It's not like you just go there like, who's a free right now?
Right.
You take a number. That couple were, yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
There are mm-hmm. beautiful couples there. There were, to me, a 9, I don't like to use numbers. A 9 can become a 3 pretty quick. And a 5 can become an 8 because of personality.
Right.
So we are getting to know you a little bit. There are people that have sports sex.
Right. For sure.
That's not Holly and I.
No. You guys go there and you get to.
We get to know you a little bit. We're more social swingers than sexual swingers.
And it's not like anybody can go to these because everyone has to know the rules ahead of time.
Of course.
Like, it's not just like if people start emailing like, how can I go? How can all of us go out with Holly and Michael?
Right.
Like you have to. It's really just single women mm-hmm. and couples, right?
And couples. Some single men, if you're interviewed first, because again, the perception of a single guy is that he's just going to be looking to get laid.
Right. And the thing is, right, which he is, but he has
his
best behavior. But some guys just want it. A lot of people are just observing, and
didn't
that's
you,
fine
yep.
too.
Didn't you talk to Daniel Stern, Swingland?
Yeah.
Wrote the book Swingland.
Yeah, you guys introduced me to him.
Right.
That was a great show. You guys check it out.
And I mean, you're amazing in all your shows. So what I love about Daniel is, and he'll tell you, a guy that looks like Brad Pitt gets almost no action. He looks like Patton Oswalt, the comedian. He's a little better looking than Patton Oswalt, but he's getting action all the time.
Because of his personality.
There you go.
He's such a good guy, and he's so respectful.
And he gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And he
yeah,
gets it.
He does get it. He wrote the book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Now you wrote your book. I mean, did you write this book because you think it is so confusing for people how to navigate it?
For that, and to answer a lot of the questions that people, you know, when you speak, you can have 1,000 people sitting there. You ask if there's questions. Nobody raises their hand.
True.
Then you're stuck for 2 hours after answering. And I don't mean stuck in a bad way. You're answering one-off questions. It's now all in the book. They're nervous to ask it in front of it. And our publicist or Holly herself will literally have to pull me away. I'll stay and answer all of them.
I know you will. I'm the same way. No, I did this party the other night and like no silence. It was like, and it was like a party. I was helping this, you know, it was like 25 women and they were like staring at me. And I'm like, well, here's toys. Here's no other questions. And then I go to leave and they're like, come here.
Yep.
Yes.
So I don't want to have sex with my husband. And I don't, you know, it's everything. And I'm like, oh my God.
To write this is like you said, it's, you know, six pillars of a healthy relationship. How to go from icy to spicy. Then you're happy. Because if you have cracks, if you and Ross, for example, were having issues, I wouldn't advise going to a party. Because if you're not having sex or fun sex together, going to a party and having sex
that's
with
not gonna
us,
be the, exactly.
It's going to hurt you.
Right, exactly. I totally get it.
It's going to hurt you.
But
remember,
yeah.
Do you remember that scene? I'm sorry, I want to ask you. Do you remember that scene, because you brought this up to Holly, the movie Airplane? Do you remember the movie Airplane? When the husband and wife are sitting there, the flight attendant comes up and says, would you like a second cup of coffee? He said yes. And the wife in her head said, I don't remember him ever having a second cup of coffee at home. You can't do that in the lifestyle, because different is not better or worse. Different is different.
Right.
And that's what makes a lifestyle so fun.
Have you ever seen, though, a couple's, like, what are some of the pitfalls? Like, is there any, you're like, oh, there they go. This is the common thing that comes up at some parties.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say the common thing that comes up at parties, but I know that
personalities
and attitudes, yes, that one woman just goes crazy, or one man is like, oh my God, I can't see you do this. And they're okay with it at first. They go there and they're having a good time, and then someone just blows up.
Right. Because in reality, like, you think about it, but you're there, you're like,
it's like
I
a fantasy.
Know.
You sometimes you want to keep them in your head, and sometimes you want to live them out.
We talk about safe words, because if something like that happens, don't cause a scene. Use a word, or don't give a look. We had that on season one of Swing, and one woman got mad. They were a newbie couple, which means they'd never been in the lifestyle. You should have known. He said, I can't. I don't know. Maybe you had constipation. I don't know.
You
can't just know.
Communication, exactly.
It is. Also, you get a sense, and your intuition kicks in. I believe women, no offense to my gender, you women have a much better intuition than we do.
Well, we do.
You know.
We do.
You know when somebody is there to replace somebody. We can tell when a guy is looking to replace his wife or the woman he's with, or a woman's there scouting or recruiting, maybe. Because you, and this, though, is better for my gender. Guys, we applaud each other when you're in a good relationship. A lot of women we see in and out of the lifestyle, well, if that guy is happy with her and she's happy with him, I can make him happier and we'll try to steal him
jealousy
away.
Jealousy and competition. Yes. Yeah. You must get it, because Holly, you're beautiful.
Thank
you're attractive.
You.
And you guys must have a lot of that, even more so.
We don't even deal with it. In
yeah,
a sense
I know you
that,
feel like
yeah.
you're like, right. You're like, I see that. I'm yeah.
right.
miles away. And, yep. It's not even someone I'd want to be with.
Not even something you want to be around. And you hear stories, oh, this person falls in love over and over and over, and whether it's the man or the woman, it's just not healthy, and they're not happy. And then they go to try and replace something that's missing. The lifestyle, I look at it this way. Holly is, you know how they say icing on the cake? No. Holly is the cake and the icing and the frosting and the little flowers on top. Mm-hmm. Holly is the cake. If we were just hypothetically lucky enough to have you or your producers here in the bed with us. Yeah, look at her. No way.
Paul West, her boyfriend.
You are then that layer of frosting in the middle. I don't need that frosting in the middle. I don't need a two-layer cake.
You don't need it, but you're gone.
I'm like, yeah, more frosting.
Yeah, because you're like, I just thought there was this great, there's another layer.
Yes. Best sex I ever have is Holly. And then incredible sex with you is possible because Holly is giving permission.
Right.
And that's to us what it is. It really, and you can tell couples that aren't doing it.
There's so many mindful people are thinking, like, I'm sure listening, going, God, there's just, that just doesn't make any sense. There's no way they can't be. I mean, it's just, I think people just get mind blown that it can actually.
They do. And they think.
But then, how's your monogamous lifestyle? So I just want to think, like, how's that going for you? Like, are you guys having interesting sex? Which we hear from every day, couples are not. They're not communicating, they're not talking what they want. And so that's not really might be working for you either. So
when the CDC did a recent study, and I talk about this a lot, it was, I think, 3 years ago, and they were looking at open relationships and monogamous relationships and the incidence of sexually transmitted infections. Let's not kid ourselves. STDs, it's 2015. Not that we should talk about it, but wrap it.
Right.
Come on.
Everywhere.
No one's to blame if you don't, whether it's pregnancy or STIs, STDs. They looked at it and they found statistically significant, double-digit difference. The open relationships had a lower rate of STDs than monogamous. Now, when you, and you know this as a researcher, when you ask the couple or the individual, it's anonymous, you're doing it individually, not as a couple, open or monogamous, then it takes you down another path. One of the last questions for the monogamous people, have you or are you currently cheating on your partner? 47% of them, yes. So if you're willing to do one risky behavior, you're willing to do more, which is unprotected sex.
Yeah, it's true.
And when you ask, well, aren't you guys freaks? No, we like to get freaky. We're not freaks. And what you're hearing here is possible for everybody, as you witnessed with Ross, as long as you're willing to talk. Sure.
And they might even help couples talk. I mean, I'm not saying you got to jump into it.
Right.
But, I mean, that's the thing on the show, because we do get so many emails a week from people, and so much of it is they can tell me their whole life story.
And
it's like they can't talk, but they just can't talk to their partner about it. They just cannot communicate. And so what are some good communication tools you think for couples to explain to them, even just to how to start talking about sex? Because there's couples who've been together for years and they can't talk about it. So asking
Michael came up with the 12-minute rule. You should just sit down for 12 minutes and just talk about
it.
Yes, just
12 minutes.
No bills, no kids, no nothing.
Oh, anything.
Just talk about something.
Just talk. Yeah, but you don't. Thank you, honey, for reminding me that. Don't talk about bills, problems, work,
kids,
family, nothing. Talk about a movie if you want. Something you heard funny if you want. And it starts to take those walls down, I have found. Another thing, and I suggest doing it at least 3 times a week. I'd love everyone to do it every day.
Right.
Pockets and I try to do that in the morning and in the evening. We just have fun, Holly, and I just open up and share. The other thing is I also believe you should ask your partner 3 questions once a week, just any 3 questions, because you start to bring walls down. I believe in a fantasy box, which is difficult because there's only 2 of you. Sure, you're going to know whose fantasy it is, but the rule up front is we don't judge. The biggest thing I heard when 50 Shades came out, the reason so many men and women felt comfortable sharing with their partner. Now, Holly, you know, no offense, Holly didn't like the book that much. What I loved about it was that it got people talking.
That's the only thing I liked about it as well.
It gave them a route to go. With our show on TV and radio, a lot of people have used it as that catalyst. Because truth is, you bring up something that's not the norm, and the partner typically freaks out.
Right.
A couple days later, they'll come back and say, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of beginning the conversation. The other way to do it is to say, I would like to share with you things I share with my best girlfriend or my best guy friend. Because there's nothing, my phone is unlocked by Holly, right? There's nothing in her she can't see.
Right.
So there's nothing I'm sharing with anyone else that I haven't already or will share with Holly. And I believe when couples hold, you know, when you have a secret, you know there's a reason you have that
secret. Right, you're just as sick as your secrets.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
I love it. Yeah, that's true. So the fantasy box. So let's say a couple... They're like, we've never talked about our sex life.
Right.
I've never had an orgasm with my partner. We've been together and I've been faking it, or whatever. They've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
So you say they sit down and they each like write, like it's kind of like
write
the
off
sexual
five fantasies.
Bucket list.
Yeah, write off five fantasies. Each, you put them in the box, you shake the box up maybe one night a month, maybe one night a week. You pull something from the box and you agree you're going to do it.
That night?
Well,
eventually.
Eventually.
Maybe even it's anticipation. You can look for the weekend.
Or the conversation.
Gets the conversation going. That's not my thing, but maybe if we use more lube with that, that'd be fun.
There you go. Yeah.
You didn't mention lube, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, more lube. We know people, for example, this couple, she has fantasized about what's known as a gangbang. So her having sex with multiple men. Her husband didn't know. And we encouraged them to talk. And she told him, to date, they've had the best sex they've ever had. They've never done the gangbang. What she wanted to do was live it out in a fantasy with him. So while they're having foreplay, and while they're having actual sex penetration, they talk about it. He understands that it's not to replace him. It's just something she always wanted to do.
Right. So he's like, hey, babe, right now, this other guy. Like, he explains it. Yeah. I've had that.
It.
Yeah. It's hot. It's totally. So, yeah, he would be like, oh, right now, these guys, they want you. It's so hot.
Right.
And so she's kind of like experiencing it. Yeah.
Yep.
That's all. Those are all great
he'll
tips.
Use toys to replace, you know, so instead of his penis at that point, now it's a toy that's somebody else. And they've gone that way, and there's, you know, like airtight.
But their sex
like
is
that.
Better for it because they
so
opened
much...
up not Pandora's box, but like the good Pandora's box.
Right, exactly. No, you're absolutely right. It's just opening it up. It doesn't have to be. People are just so afraid about being judged.
That's it.
That you know the partner's not going to love them anymore. But if you are in a healthy place, you know, and if you're not getting the sex, you have nothing to lose at this point.
Nothing to lose.
Right. If you are suffering in your sex life, you have nothing to lose by not sharing what it is you want, and maybe you don't know exactly what you want either. Like I think. Some women sometimes and men who are so they're like, I've never even actually fantasized, or I've never. So start like, you know, listening to your show or read this book, Welcome to the Lifestyle that you get at your website.
No, not ours. Go to thexclub.com.
Thexclub.com. Watch porn with it, whatever it is.
Another great introduction. Watch on, you know, adult content. It's free.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, it's free.
Do it together. You don't have to talk. You're like, what'd you find hot in that scene? Like, that's a good, you just need something else as a catalyst.
Right.
But first, speaking of catalysts, little segue here into the magic wand.
Oh, the Hitachi. Oh. That was the star of our TV show, by the way.
Was it?
Oh, the Hitachi magic wand was the star of Swing.
people were using it all of it.
All the time.
They were everywhere, and everyone had to fight over them. They love those things.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
Do you know that it's unplugged this year, that it became rechargeable?
Yep.
Did you guys get one of those? I think I had them send you one. I think you did. Okay. It's like, we have so many toys. You're like,
No. We love all the Holly likes. We like practicing.
Right. It's fun. So this is their 30th year, and they decided to come unplugged.
Take it
out of the wall. You can take it anywhere you want right now. Why is it so great? Why do you think it was so crazy, happy, popular in your show?
It can go longer than our tongues.
Yes.
It can. And it's
it can go longer and harder.
Yeah, it's a good warm up. Now, you're a fan of clitoral stimulation.
Yes.
Right.
Complete fan.
So, instead of internal, you prefer external
toys. I prefer external.
Yeah, me too.
The women on set, all of the resident couples, the women and the newbies.
And the guys, I think it's easy to use for the other partner as well. Your partner can hold it and use it at the same time.
Exactly.
Right. And the wand is so long, too, if you're not holding it the right way. I love, by the way, when a woman, whether it's Holly or any woman we're playing with, moves my head a little bit or moves my hand if I'm using my fingers in her.
Right.
You don't have to verbally tell me. You can show me what you enjoy.
Right.
With the Hitachi Magic Wand, you want it on the right spot. If your man is using it on you or a woman is using it on you as a woman, you can help them guide where you want it,
exactly.
And then it's there, and then you've got the controls with speed. It gets you to that point.
And then the new one has the four different, it's not just the on and off, it's like the four different levels of penetration. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That is cool.
So go to magicwandrechargeable.com if you're ready to go unplugged. Check it out. You will love it. Do you guys play with other toys?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
Clitoral?
I like clitoral.
Me too.
Yeah.
WeVibe, OVO. You can cut that out if you can't.
Yeah. No, I don't care. No, WeVibe we love. I love WeVibe. I love OVO too. Yeah. But I love the WeVibe. God, there's so many. The Tango, the Touch.
Yeah.
Have you guys used the Touch?
I don't know if we use that one.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'll have to find out.
I don't know.
What's the remote control one I can control with
my
phone?
Oh, my God. Sorry. That's a WeVibe. The 4 Plus.
4 Plus.
The 4 Plus.
Love that one.
Yeah. That one's really. Do you use it as traditionally? Do you wear it during intercourse?
I did once, and I don't. I like it. I like using it on myself, though.
Right,
just
I like
me
it on her, and then I can control it through summer. I've done it during a show before.
You could be on vacation on a work trip. You wouldn't probably be on vacation with her.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd be like, "Hey, babe, tonight's our day." It's great for long distance relationships. You control it, but the touch is really awesome because it's kind of like goes in your palm of your hand, and I love it because Lori over there had never had it. She'd only had one orgasm. She never had multiples.
Wow.
And she took it home and came back the next day and had like 5, I think.
Oh my God.
What I like about that, you love grinding.
I do.
And because of the nerves at the end of the pubic hair area area.
Yeah.
Dry humping.
Right. Dry humping. She likes
that. Is that how you lay on top of it?
Yes.
See, I should do that more. I used to do that.
I love it.
Yep.
I know.
That's foreplay too. Yeah. Not if the toy's there or if I'm downstairs doing research or something, she'll grab one of the toys to get herself going and then text me, hey, you might want to come up here now.
Yeah, why don't guys understand this? But there's still so many stigmas. When Jessica Hinton was on, she was like saying, her boyfriend doesn't get it. They're like, really, still, people don't get
insecurity.
It?
Insecurity. I think it's got more to do. Are you going to replace me with that toy? Nope. It's look at it as.
Yeah, you'd have grit. I'm sure you guys would be able to explain it.
Listen, I played quarterback in high school. In college, I was a linebacker. As a quarterback, though, I can't succeed if I don't have a good line in front of me. And a good running back and fullback behind me, and wide receivers and tight ends. To me, the toy is my wide receiver, my tight end, my line. It's protecting me from having to do all the work.
Outsourcing.
I feel like it's like in Canada. Let's say Canada's freaking freezing. You know that. It's like going to your car, warming it up first before you actually get in it.
Right.
It's the button you push to get it warmed up.
Right.
Women need to be warmed up.
They do. Yep.
I don't. It's not wham bam. Sometimes you like the wham bam.
Because sometimes.
Quickies are good sometimes.
Yeah, right. But I need to be warmed up.
Right.
I need to be touched and caressed.
I know. I love that. I love touching and caressing. But okay, so how do you guys handle that when you're with other couples and you're not doing... Because to me, it's very intimate to cuddle after.
That's a really great question. That's where rules and boundaries come in. Mm-hmm. Now, we know people that have a rule of no kissing. We call that the pretty woman rule. Remember her character?
Totally. That's what I think in my brain, too.
We don't play with couples that have that rule because we both enjoy kissing.
Yeah.
Now, we don't cuddle with other people because that's just, like you said, too
intimate.
A lot of couples don't. What's interesting, though, is when Kim and what's his name? Rob.
Yeah.
They've come on the show. They use their real name, so we can share it. He loves to cuddle after sex. She hates it. When they swap, she finds somebody that won't touch her after, and he finds somebody that'll cuddle.
But they've talked about it, and they're cool with it.
It's almost like anything that you want, you could have if you have good communication with your partner. It's not like you need to change. Because so many of us people in monogamous relationships are just hoping that the partner will change, will come around sexually. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about sex. And maybe they won't, but maybe you could find someone else and you guys will both be okay with, well, this person will cuddle me.
And here, you know, for example, Holly does not enjoy anal anything.
No.
And I like giving anal sex. So when we
She's like, great, nice. Outsource that.
Exactly.
Outsource.
Here's an ass for you. I'll be back.
Exactly. And what I believe you know, because we've talked about it, is I will never leave Holly for a woman that does everything and anal sex because they're not Holly.
Right.
So
love
it's
Holly.
Fun. Right. That's where the 100% emotionally monogamous comes in. Having anal sex with London or one of our play dates, that's fun. But this is my one and only. This is my bride. So that's where you're right. Outsourcing is fun.
Hey,
just
everyone does it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
AT&T does it.
Right, exactly. No, right. Every successful business outsources. Right.
Yes.
A lot of outsourcing in China, you don't have to do that. You can just do it.
You just do it right here.
Party, exactly. So what about sexually, would you say, is there anything, obviously, I'm sure it's, well, you guys have always been in lifestyle since you got together,
basically.
But would you think it just, that's what always keeps it interesting? You think that's one of the benefits too, is that it's just
the people keep it interesting. I could physically, when I say I could leave the lifestyle tomorrow physically, what I mean, I could stop having sex with other people. Pockets could stop having sex with other women and other men. I would not be able to leave the mental, emotional side, the friends we make. You saw those people there. They're just
great.
They're so outgoing, they're so nice, and no one's trying to inappropriately grab you. And if they are, you're at the wrong party. So I don't believe it's
that's
the
thing.
Lifestyle.
It's not inappropriate. People think it is, but
right.
Yeah.
Not at all. You will. Here's what's great. Ross and I went to the bar to get a drink for you and Holly that night. Nobody bothered you.
Nobody. In fact, it was the only place on earth that you've ever been with.
Right.
Alone with like Holly was wearing like mesh. I was so not.
You looked gorgeous too.
Thanks.
You had
Holly's
that real
like
skimpy tank top on. That was really good. That was hot. I remember that. Do you know what I'm saying though? We would have gone to this place or that place here in Hollywood. And Ross and I went to get you guys drinks.
2 seconds later.
They might have drugged you up and taken you out.
Yeah,
these guys
it's true. It was
there,
like, so polite and so great. I loved it. So we're going
to
do that again. It's on our list.
Definitely.
How do you guys feel about helping me answer some emails for some people, some listeners here, who I think they could really benefit from your knowledge. Okay, thank you for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you, and I also love when you include your name. You can fake the name, but tell me where you are listening from and how old you are, and also how you listen. Okay, Emily, my fiance and I have been together for a little over 5 years now. We have a child together, and she has another. They are 4 and 8. I'm 25, and let's face it, I'm your typical guy. I love sex and everything in between. I guess I have a two-part question. How much sex is realistic for a couple per week? In my opinion, our sex life is dull. It's always the same unless we've had a few drinks. She doesn't like new things, doesn't like to go down on me, even though she knows I like it and I go down on her constantly. And she makes sex really awkward. Any advice? The relationship is already struggling, but I don't know how much more of it this I can handle. Thanks so much. I love your podcast and everything you write and put out, Tim. So Tim, they've got 2 kids. They've been together. And he wants, first of all, everyone asks us, what's normal for sex per week? I mean, there's no normal.
You don't want to be statistical. I mean, you don't want to be the statistical normal average in the United States, which is what, I think 1.2 times. What's 0.2? Is that where you owe somebody something?
I don't understand that.
I know,
right.
I don't either.
You're like, I almost gave you a blowjob, but the normal ring.
It was a tip, just a tip.
Right,
just the hood. I agree with you.
I think you have to communicate on what's normal for both of you.
Right. Because you can come to that together. You can come to that realization of like, if he wants 5 times a week and she wants 1, well, then it's compromised.
Mm-hmm. I believe, though, and it's another thing I respect about you. There are some people in our business that, okay, here's the thing, in my opinion, Tim. Somebody
break
can
it down.
Teach you, because you do this like we do this, and you do both sides. I only do one side. You can learn how to have a better orgasm. You can learn how to finger someone better with cunnilingus or give a better blowjob, so to speak. If you're not happy at home, it ain't happening. So what I love what you do and what we do is I look at the sexy psychological side of it. There's something else going on there.
Yeah,
100%.
Sure.
There is something else going on there that's manifesting in no sex. Because when she's not happy, when Holly's not happy with me,
I won't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
it's true. We shut down. Men and women.
And so do men. I mean, as much as I love when she goes down on me, I would not come up if it weren't. If I could breathe out of my ears, I'd never come up between your legs.
Right.
I love it that much. And if you're not enjoying it, just tell me. My point is, though, I believe that you must talk about what's going on emotionally, like you said earlier, like you say when I hear you talk and I listen to your show, and like we say, because that's to me, the root there. Now, she could be asexual.
Right, right.
Doubt it. That's true.
But there's other things, like, going on. And yeah, he's and I feel like he's the guy who's going, you know, I go down on you. Why aren't I getting blowjobs? Like, that's the last way you're going to get
something. Not reciprocity. Yeah.
No.
And that's what we call taking over. You go back to the lifestyle. Never take one for the team. I would never ask Holly, hey, let's go hook up with this woman or that couple because I want to be with her. Well, I don't like them. Do it for me. That's taking that builds resent. And that's what Tim may be doing, is she's getting resentful.
The way he might be even approaching it too. And they have kids. He might not be taking care of her needs. He might be able to help her with what she needs. She might not feel nurtured just because he needs blowjobs. She might need him to empty out the dishwasher, you know, or whatever. Help give her emotional support.
I said that today.
He did?
Yeah,
he just said, the dishwasher.
He said, especially at this time when you're just giving presents to each other, how do you make sure you know your partner knows that you love them? I'm like, it's
without
the little
just material
things.
Gift. Right.
Getting your clothes off, the underwear off the floor, putting away the dishes, things like that. That tells me you love me because I'm stressed about this and you're stressed about this. So find ways to help each other. Right. Not just in bed.
Exactly.
I do think, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Sex is important. Oh, yeah. If Ross wasn't providing sexually, all the other stuff might be okay. But if you're not getting what you need sexually, you need to have that
game
talk.
Out. Right. Game over.
Right.
It's over. That's true. So, yeah, I think, Tim, just like, you know, reduce her stress, take things off her plate, start to talk to her. Communication is lubrication. Tim, I don't know that you've talked to her in a way that might be the most productive. If you're like, I'm not getting BJs, that's not going to.
Tell her she's beautiful during the day. That those pants look great on you.
Because it could be body image
like
issues.
Yeah.
She may have body issues.
Two, you have your two kids. The guys don't understand that either. Like, this is what I was saying. I said to Rob, I was like, just because I know you think I'm hot. Just sometimes it'd be nice to. I've never been with it because I always required it. And it's not like I'm so insecure. And it's just you want to hear that as a woman. Like, you just want to hear, like, you know, I'm into you. I'm, you know,
especially not that he
never does,
through.
But it just, yeah, exactly. All we go through.
Go through a lot to learn.
Yeah, I did not wake up like this.
I know.
I don't know yet. You got to come spend the night. We'll find out.
Exactly. There's a lot going on. Can we just get this over with already? The show? Yeah, okay. So, sex, we got another email. We
go for this.
Okay,
please.
Sex with a selfish lover. Hi, Emily. First of all, I just want to say your advice is amazing and helpful, and I wish there were more people out there like you who seek to educate people about sex in a positive, healthy, and pleasurable way. Holly and Michael here, they do that too. You are awesome. Anyway, I'm 22 from Massachusetts, and I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for a little over 2 years now. He's my first boyfriend, and we started dating freshman year in college. However, he has a few things about him that bug me and make it really hard to be in a relationship with. He's somewhat selfish, insensitive, and has been that way all his life. He tries hard to understand, and I can see that, so I try not to push him, but when it comes to sex, it's a little scary for me to try to get him to focus on more. He's only the second guy I've had sex with, and I've yet to come during sex. I know, it's sad. I just want our sex to be better because I love him, and I don't want to break up with him because of the sex. Just wait. This gets into more interesting. I'm tempted to cheat all the time, and I don't even really feel bad about it. I've been pretty sexual from middle school on, and I have to basically rely on masturbating, but my boyfriend isn't even that sexual of a person. I could have sex twice a day. He's not like that. I know that he watches porn sometimes, but he's told me before that he can go a year without sex. I know. This is so loaded that it's almost like, whoa, I don't have 2 hours to answer this.
Right, exactly.
Help, I love him, but I'm scared to introduce him to my freakiness. Thanks, Daisy. I know. I kind of broke it down. I want to replay some of this to you because there was a lot going on. So Daisy's got a lot going on. This is what she told us in this brief email. You've been together 2 years.
Right.
He's selfish and his whole life, apparently. You've never had an orgasm with him. You haven't shown him your freaky side. And you're afraid to talk to him about your sexual needs. Oh, and you're considering cheating.
Yeah, Daisy should get out of that relationship.
Yeah.
Number one. I mean, that's not a healthy relationship on many levels.
She might need to get some therapy, figure some stuff out. And don't cheat.
No.
You never want to cheat on him. I understand he's your first boyfriend, too. You know, when you're young, it's your first boyfriend. You're attached.
You don't want regret later. Oh, I shouldn't have been with him. I wasted 2 years. You know what? I looked at it this way with my first wife. If I stay any longer, I'll waste more time.
Yeah.
Not a waste. I didn't waste time. I learned.
But you learned. Right.
And if she's masturbating all the time, I would think that she could teach him what to do.
Mutual masturbation.
Mutual masturbation. Use his hand. You guide his hand. Allow him to show you. You show him how you want to be pleasured.
Right.
Now, if he's that selfish, though, you guys.
I feel like she's not telling him everything.
Yeah, she's not communicating.
She hasn't communicated at all. So we create all these things in our mind, and we've never. I do that to them. And thank God I have such good girlfriends. I'll be like, this and this. And like, have you ever told him? Even am I, I'm not freaking perfect. I'm like,
exactly.
Oh no, I guess, you know, and then you just talk about it and it's, you know, sometimes
so easy to share with someone else what to do than for us
so
to do.
So easy. And that's why we have our friends. Cause they're like, wait, Emily, back up. So yeah, I think that you just, you know, you could try talking to him, being honest, but also it's been 2 years and she hasn't let her freak flag fly at all.
I wonder too. Yes. We always say TTLC, trust, talk, listen, communicate. Is she listening to him too? There could be something she's missing. As selfish as he is, what is he telling you? Because if he really is that bad, come on, you guys. Get out of that relationship.
Yeah,
right.
Let your freak flag fly. Be single for a while. Be a unicorn in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Listen to More Sex with Emily. Listen to Swing with Holly and Michael. And you, I mean, seriously, get out there and have fun.
Well, we had a couple friends that's in the lifestyle. And they were married for very young. I think first boyfriend, girlfriend. Yep. And got married and had a baby and everything. And they didn't know each other were freaks. They would go masturbate to porn by themselves. And one day it just got to the point and they said, oh, I'm doing this. And he says, I'm doing this. And they're like, what are we doing?
Why don't we do it together?
Why don't we do it together? And ever since then, it's been amazing.
That's the thing. It's just that talking. And it's like, I always say this, like ripping a Band-Aid off. You just got to do it. I could tell you how to, but just do it. Feel comfortable and just say it. And if you're with someone who loves you and respects you and you can find your language, it's better than not talking about it.
And get out now if it's not right.
Right.
I mean, you know,
you're wasting both your time.
I had a daughter. You had a son with your first marriage. My ex is a wonderful person, just not right for me. And you've got to know, you're not a failure.
Right.
Daisy's not a failure if she leaves that relationship. She's a failure if she cheats.
Right.
Cheating is based on lies and deceit. Being in an open relationship or communicating is built on trust and honesty.
Right, exactly. So. And 47% people are cheating, which makes me crazy. Mm-hmm. So Okay, one more. How about threesome tips? Would you have some good? Did you say you guys don't have a lot of threesomes?
Oh, we have a ton. That's what
we have.
We have one tomorrow night.
Okay, you've already booked.
We do. We book actually a week out.
Oh, no. It was our other guest. She was like, I don't have threesomes. I'm like, what? I don't know. I just sort of mashed together two shows. So this is great. My name is Allie. I'm a 23-year-old married attorney from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I listen to your show during my long commute from Ann Arbor to Lansing every day, and I love it. That's where I went to college. I just want to say I totally get that commute, sister. My husband and I are young, so we're pretty open about trying new things. One of the things he's never done is have a threesome, and he really wants to. Of course, what guy doesn't? We've been talking about it for a year and never acted on it, and I'm all for it, as long as it's someone we aren't great friends with, because I feel like it could ruin a friendship and put tension between us. Also, we have a one-year-old. And don't want to bring anyone back home with us. That could be awkward. Coming home and sending the nanny home while we have an extra person with us. Weird. And having a stranger in our house to have sex with our son is sleeping in his crib. That's not what I want. So how do we find someone to hook up with? And second, where would we hook up? Is it okay to bring someone home with us? I know you're from Michigan, so maybe you know some places to find a third. Thanks. These people who are in Michigan, you know, Michigan. Yeah. I wasn't having threesomes then, but
Midwest, good people. I spent 16 years in Chicago.
Right. They are good people.
Couple things to think about. You know, if it's somebody you kind of know or you've vetted, then bringing them home, send the nanny home. They can meet you after. Not such a bad thing. Right. 1-year-old's not going to wake up in the middle. We keep our, you know, people ask us, what do your kids know? They don't.
It's good to ask you.
They don't know.
They don't know anything.
Because anybody that's not in the lifestyle that says, well, what if your kids did it? And I say, when was the last time you had sex? Well, none of your... Just answer me. When was the last time? 3 nights ago. And then I say, did you tell your kids? No, you don't need to tell them when and who you're having sex with. Go back to the threesome.
Right.
First, we pick up a lot. When I say pick up, we meet a lot of women on Bumble, which is a new app, and Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tons of women we have threesomes with from there. Also, Adult Friend Finder, Cassidy, Lifestyle Lounge, SDC. I'm naming an alphabetical.
How about Thrinder?
Thrinder, we find people, but no one has come through yet.
Unfortunately. Oh, interesting. Flaky. I'm flirting with
I don't know if they're flaky or they're pretend accounts to try and get Thrinder going.
Right.
Right.
The ones I just told you about were people we actually met.
Okay, good.
We love Thrinder. We are on Thrinder, and you can find us there if the matches, you know, match up. Threesomes, again, it's about the sex. Go to a lifestyle party. Because you can have a threesome at those.
How do they find them in Michigan? I'm just wondering, like on the like Adult Friend Finder would list it or
Adult Friend Finder doesn't tend to list
them.
No,
they don't list
Cassidy
parties.
Lifestyle Lounge.
Cassidy
SDC,
with a K.
Uh-huh. Yes, they have an events page. It's free. Don't sign up in your area unless you know you're going to do this more often. Go to the events page though. That's free. find something going on in your area.
Yeah.
If you don't want to see somebody in your area, it's Detroit. How far is Detroit? Or
yeah,
Union Pier, or whatever it is.
Minutes. Right.
Drive there, go to a party there, contact you, contact us, and we can let you know about the promoters.
Yeah, I think the big thing is you have to let the woman pick. Because you
if
you're going to be with a woman, you should let the woman pick the partner.
Right.
Because she's going to feel secure about
Hold on, as long as the guy's in agreement, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Of course.
You mean let the woman pick.
So do you guys sit there on your phone?
Oh,
you're like, Bumble, I want,
we
would love to look at what you guys, so you're like, oh, her. And then do you guys, how often do you guys agree and disagree? Is it like a 50-50?
We have the same
taste
in women.
I like to, go ahead.
Yeah, what is your taste? What is it?
Good looking, fun.
I like a good smile. I love eyebrows. I don't know why. I love eyebrows.
When I say good looking, Holly gets a sense for them. It's not necessarily blonde, brunette, big, small, nothing like that. It's just, in their picture, are they smiling? Are they photoshopped? Are they those glamour shots? I don't want glamour shots.
Right.
I'm not going to make breakfast for you in the morning.
Right.
And with a threesome, that too. Figure out what the two of you want. Do you want someone who's going to spend the night, or are they leaving after?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to have this done? You can rent a hotel room. There's nothing wrong with that. Get a hotel room. A lot of these places, though, be upfront. Let them know what you're looking for. And the other thing I warn, though, and I'm not saying she's doing it, this isn't a trap. If you're going to have a threesome with him and another woman, make sure you're doing it because you want to also, not because you later expect him to have one with you and another man.
Right.
That's not fair.
See, isn't that common? There's a lot of women who are like, what? It's a double standard. Why can't I have it with the man?
Yeah.
I
mean,
right. And that's where I believe a lot of problems arise where, well, I let you do it. Now you have to let me. Well, no, hold on. You should have been clear up front.
Yeah,
right.
Not a quid pro quo always with that. Okay, that's interesting. So you guys find the person together and you have to agree and all that. And so that's interesting. So what on the profiles, do you meet the – oh, this is what I ask you, the process. So you find someone on Bumble, for example.
Yeah. Right.
And you're like, do you meet up first for a drink?
Yes.
Or wherever?
Because what if you don't have chemistry?
Right.
You meet them and you're
–
yeah, it
can
is.
You tell like
– yeah, I can.
Are you like check,
nope,
please?
Or yep.
A lot of times, the one we met, we call her London, just to protect her identity. Unfortunately, a lot of people that are in the lifestyle or enjoy casual sex and not labeling themselves, you know, they're professionals. No matter what they do, that they get out of, they can lose their job.
Totally.
They can be, you know, their families and all that. So we call her London. We have a great time with her. We met her near our house for drinks.
Perfect.
And everything.
Geographically desirable.
GUD. Yep. Geographically desirable. My grandma used to say that. Or GUD, geographically undesirable. So they have to drive to us. Holly and I aren't driving that far. So, because remember, if they flake or say no, I don't care. I have Holly.
Right.
If we get there and meet them and it's not good, I don't care.
Right.
I have Holly.
Right, exactly.
So we meet them, and if chemistry's there, great. Tomorrow night we're meeting somebody new and we're meeting her out. If there's chemistry, great. We'll go back to the house. If not, nope.
Right.
And we share custody of our kids. So if anyone's asking or thinking, we have 50-50 custody and they're always with us at the same time.
Got it.
So when they're not home, we can do
things around.
Right, exactly. And they don't, but what about what you do? Your swing. They could Google you. You do swing show.
They can't Google at home. They have seen Pockets' pictorials for Playboy because she's posed three times for Playboy. Our daughter, just now that she's 11, has asked that Holly not do any more nude modeling until she's out of high school. Our son. It was an uncomfortable conversation when I had
with
him.
He's like, we do more? No, just
yeah.
It was her ex-husband that said, Michael, I think you should talk to our son about, you know, the pictorials. And this was earlier this year. And I said, all right, you don't want to be there? He said, no, just can you do it? Because you'll have the answers.
You will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I did. And all he said was, thanks for bringing me to Starbucks. Thanks for getting me my favorite things. Really uncomfortable conversation. I'm happy for my mom that she's proud of herself. And that's it. He didn't care.
That's really a problem.
There's knowledge and power, though. So no kids can blackmail him or bully him.
Right.
Because they've seen his mom naked. Tastefully, but naked.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. I've seen the taste. I was on Playboy Radio. What show was that? I was on
Sunny. You were with Acid Doc.
Yes, but I actually meant to post. I took a picture of you guys. You're in the hallway at Playboy. And there was the hottest picture of you guys.
Thank
and
you.
I took a picture and I was.
We're doing new photos tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Are you? That's awesome.
You're actually the commercial for your episode plays during our show.
Really?
Yeah. We heard you today, and I come back on air. I said, that was Emily.
That's
we're
so going to
be having sex with Emily today.
I love it. Well, I was going to come back on your show as well.
Our show anytime.
I would love it. And thank you both for being on the show. This was amazing.
Thank you.
As always, per usual.
Of course.
And so, okay, so this will all be on our website as well, but they can find the main site we want to give out is
Playboy, hollyandmichael.com. However, playboyradio.com is where you can find everything about the show. Hollyandmichael.com will direct you there too.
Okay. And then the book, we can just list the website that they can get it.
The X Club.
The X Club. And we'll have this on our site too, because you guys really, it's free. You put in your email addresses and all the email addresses and all the questions you have about the lifestyle. I know. And you're also, did you graduate or you're getting your...
I'm a PhD candidate. Yeah. Psychology.
Congratulations on that. That's, I didn't know that. You like blew my mind in that. I'm like, how do you do that as well?
I know. So, well, you know what it's like. Come on. You did it.
Yeah,
so you know,
I did.
You know
it's
the struggle.
Easy.
No, it's not though. You know, I'm even more in love with you and proud of you going through the struggle again myself.
Have you doing well? You guys are both doing so great. And you guys really are like an amazing couple. I was just like, I was like, because we were talking about the show, I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I know them. I love them. They're amazing. So thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. It was great. And thank you, Madison, producer Madison. Thank you, Lori. And thanks everyone for listening. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, which is at Sex. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is all Sex with Emily. Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. We're also looking for social media interns. We're always looking for interns. Email us feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Oh, you want to be here? You want to intern here?
It's a good friggin' time.
Have you seen you?
everyone. Yeah. I know. It's a good time. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, so I talk about products all the time that are going to improve your sex life, and I got to tell you about one that truly changed my life beyond the Sibian in a different way, because this is a product that is one part health advice, like genius health invention, and one part sex toy. It looks like a rabbit vibrator, but it actually does your Kegel exercises for you. Do you know about this, you guys?
No, the intensity? I know your Kegel Camp.
Kegel Camp app. Yeah, I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp that reminds you to do them, but this one you just put inside you. You lay back 10 minutes a day.
It's purple, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pink. Pink purple. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But yeah, it was purple when it came out.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it is amazing because I don't even remember doing it with my app. And a lot of women do them incorrectly. So this, there's nothing else like it. Wow. You lie back. It's electrostimulation. And you put a little gel on it and you put it inside you and you pump it up so it like fits you, your pelvic, and you just lie back 10 minutes a day. And you know, if you have any issues with urinary continence, where you sneeze and you pee, you're not having frequent orgasms, or you just want a stronger pelvic floor, who doesn't? More orgasms, you're tighter, the whole thing. So check it out. The intensity, it's the revolutionary intimate health and stimulation device. It takes all the confusion out of Kegels, looks like a rabbit, but oh, and then you have an orgasm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's like a twofer. So check it out at pourmoi.com. That's pourmoi.com. Or go to our website, click on the banner. And also, we've done some reviews on it. Sex Toy Review, Intense and Unplugged was a great show we did. So check that out. And then also, Hustler Hollywood. You can go shopping there. It's a great date night. That's another way to spice it up. Check it out. They should be your main destination for best toys, erotica, sexy lingerie. They've got eye-catching displays and like all the products on the market that you would want. So go to Hustler and check out the store. When you're in the store, you can tell them that Sex with Emily sent you at checkout and you get 20% off all your purchases. And you can also go online now. They got a great new site, hustlerhollywood.com. Enter code EMILY20 and you get 20% off your full order. So thanks everyone for listening.